Welcome to Take My Life to 10 podcast with your host, Tracy Horton, where you come to get information, conversation, and education on how to improve your life, live a better life, and get all the things you want out of life. Today, our conversation is going to be about expectations and control. So when we talk about expectations and control, we have to understand that when you have expectations of other people and situations, if you don't have the right outlook on it, it will cause disappointment, depression, low self-esteem. There's no way you'll ever live a life that's truly fulfilling and happy if you don't get control over how you view expectations. So if you look at expectations in a healthy environment, then expectations should be based on your standards and boundaries. And if you're basing your expectations on your standards and boundaries, then those standards and boundaries should be expressed to the people, situation, or group that you have the expectation from, that you're expecting something from. I think that's a healthy view of expectations. So like for an example, if I say I'm in a relationship and I say, you know, if you cheat on me, I'm done. That's an expectation that I will express. And that person would know upfront. So this way they have the opportunity to make a decision. If you want to do what you want to do, then just know what that consequence is. So you're giving them the expectation, you're giving them the opportunity to meet that expectation, and you also gave them the consequence of not meeting that expectation. So if you, on the flip side, an unhealthy expectation would be you don't express what your standards and boundary is. Same situation, you're dating and you find out that this person is seeing someone else. You blow up, you feel like you was betrayed, you feel that this person now is a dog, and you putting that on the person when the conversation never came up. And you automatically assumed that the expectation was because they're dating you, that they're not dating anyone else. But if you never had the conversation and they don't know that that's your expectation, are they really a dog? Are they really, did they really do anything wrong to you? And my view is no, they didn't, because everyone has free will to do what they want to do unless it's expressed. It just boggles my mind sometimes, the expectation that people have on other human beings. And I look at it as, if God gave us free will, then who are we to take people's free will away from them? In marriage, it's a different situation. You've taken vows, you've committed, that's something totally different. So let's look at it from the point of view of, you dated somebody 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and you have a friend that now 10 years later, they like them, they meet, and you have a problem with a friend dating somebody that you dated 10 years ago. And the boy code, the bro code, the girl code, that is the craziest thing I have ever heard in my life. Like, how do you think that your expectation is, if I talk to this person, or if this person ever liked me, or if this person ever even wanted to talk to me, they're totally off limits to someone else? A lot of people think that way. And that's just a form of controlling other people to meet your needs and your expectations, that if I had them, they're totally off limits to you. That's a sense of entitlement that is not fair to the two other parties because you feel you're entitled to this person and that this person belongs to you. And it's such a, I would say, insensitive and immature way of thinking, because you never know who's for somebody. And when you talking about trying to have the life that you want, especially if your goal is to be married and be in a committed relationship with someone that is meant for you, then we can't put limits on situations that really is not that serious. So if you feel entitled to something, you have to reevaluate that and see if you really need that entitlement, because it frees it up for you to meet the person that is meant for you. So it works both ways. So if you're looking to have a good relationship and find that person, that special someone for yourself, and it happened to be one of your girlfriends, somebody you met, it's a conversation. And I think we broke down the bro code, the girl code. It's not about talking to somebody that talked to one of your friends. It's about failing to communicate prior to talking to somebody that talked to one of your friends that you're interested in that person. For me, that's the violation. The violation is not communicating with the person that you consider a friend or a family member and have that conversation prior to getting involved with somebody that you think may have an effect on another person. So I kind of honestly went kind of left field with that, but I don't know, that's something that had to come out and needed to be said. So I guess it's somebody out there that's going through something like this. I don't know. But I think that when you're in that situation and you expect people not to do certain things because of how it's going to affect you, learn to communicate and let your friends and family know that, hey, just communicate with me prior to something that you think may hurt me. So this way, that's my expectation. So you tell them, my expectation is if you think it's something that's going to happen that I'm not going to like, tell me before it happens. So this way, I'm not double hurt. I'm not hurt that it's happening, and I'm not hurt because you didn't tell me. So that all comes down to expressed expectations. Once you express it and they fail to meet it, then now you have a decision to make. You have to decide whether it's something that's a deal breaker, or it's just a conversation, or it's just something you can accept and move on. But at least it was expressed. When you don't express it and that person fails to meet that expectation, then was it a manipulative action or word that you used to get your expectation met? Because then that's a form of control. When you take an expectation attached to a word or action that you created to get the result that you're looking for, but then when you don't get the result that you're looking for, then the issue is not that you didn't express the expectation, it's the fact that they didn't meet your expectation. And then they became the problem, and then they did something wrong. When the reality of it is, if you're yourself and you're being yourself and you're not trying to manipulate and control the person or the situation, and you're having honest dialogue and you're being honest with yourself, then you won't be disappointed. You won't be depressed. You won't end up with low self-esteem, because when you, the reality of it is, when you conjure up events and words and activities to get an expectation met, and when it's not met, you internalize it, because now you say, oh man, what could I have done different? Oh man, I did that wrong. Oh, I should have said this, or I should have done that. And if I would have did XYZ, then maybe they would have did WYZ, whatever the case may be. But the reality of it is, once you know who you are and what you want and what you stand for, and you express that, and the person doesn't meet it, then that's what it is. They just don't meet your expectations. And you could fight to try and change it, or you could just say, hey, you didn't meet my expectation. So what are we going to do about this? Are you able to meet my expectations? Are you willing to meet my expectations? And this gives them the opportunity to say, yeah, just I need time. This is something different for me. How can I meet your expectations? Teach me what I need to do. Or they could say, no, that's not who I am. That's never going to be who I am. I'm not going to be able to meet that expectation. Then you have a decision to make. You either deal with it, but if you deal with it, you can't continue to complain about it. Or you could walk away and find somebody that does meet the expectation. We're going to take a quick break and I will continue and give you some pointers on how to overcome the expectations of control and how to evaluate good expectations and healthy expectations. Quick break. See you in a few minutes.
Hey, I'm Marcus Johnson, and starting September 18th, I'd like to invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. Flow is spelled F-L-O with no W, and it means for the love of. As an award-winning entrepreneur, musician, lawyer, professor, and most importantly, a dad, I've had many experiences that have taught me invaluable lessons and tools that we all can use to achieve our highest potential. We call it going deeper. If you're an entrepreneur looking for foundational strategies for creating and enjoying your success, a parent looking for the self-care needed to maximize your engagement in your family and your occupation, or if you're just looking to live the journey of life with intention, love, passion, work-life balance, and happiness, the Flow Podcast is for you. So starting September 18th on Saturdays at 9 a.m., join me for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. It's for the love of you. Streaming on all major platforms.
Hi, this is Tracy Horton. I'm the new host for Take My Life to 10 podcast. I'm excited to provide you with actionable content that is going to transform your life and your career. So buckle up and get ready for the ride every Friday at 7 p.m. Be encouraged, be blessed, and be there. Welcome back. We're just going to go ahead and jump right back in. I just think that it's very important for you to be able to identify when you're using manipulation, when you're overextending yourself, when you're overcompensating to control a person or a situation, because that's where our disappointment sets in and our depression sets in and our low self-esteem steps in, because we're trying to control a situation to get an outcome that we want instead of just being real with who we are. And if you don't take control of that, you're going to always be in that mindset that I have to do something, or I have to do this in order to get this person to like me. Oh, I have to do this in order to get this person to love me. Oh, I gotta make sure I'm always there for them whenever they need something, because I'm afraid they're gonna leave me, or I'm afraid they're not gonna commit to me. And it's just not healthy. It's not healthy and is not the way to live. And once you identify who you are, what you want, then you'll be able to actually be comfortable and fearless about expressing your expectations up front. But in expressing your expectations up front, there's a couple of things you have to be willing to accept. And one is you may take a L. You may lose that. You may lose the situation. You may not get what you want. You may lose that person. But you should be okay with it, because you realize that it doesn't meet who you are at your core. You can't change people, to be who you need them to be. You have to also accept people where they are and who they are. And sometimes people just are not the people for you to give you what you want. And it's okay. It doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't make it a failure on your part if they can't give you what you're looking for. There's millions of people in the world. We should stop spending years trying to change somebody into being who we need them to be if they're not built that way, if they're not cut out to be that way. We have to learn how to be okay with moving on and not being bitter and angry because the person we loved or the person we wanted to be with could not satisfy our needs and wants. That's something that we have to work on and understand that it's okay. And you don't have to continue to be in an unhealthy situation, being miserable and unhappy, trying to change someone. And then trying to sit there and conjure up ways to manipulate a person to do what you want them to do or be the person you want them to be. That is tiresome. It's draining. You constantly thinking about ways to be nicer, be kinder. Oh, let me cook this dinner. Let me swing from this chandelier. Let me do this. Let me do that. Then this person will be what I want them to be. It should be a give and take. Yes, compromise. It's the difference between manipulation and control and compromising. There's nothing wrong with compromising to make the person that you love happy. But when you constantly scheming to get what you want and then you don't get it, that is the worst. You crying, you disappointed. It's a whole other nonsense that goes on behind that. When if you just be honest with who you are and let people earn that part of you, it's nothing wrong with being given, but that people have to earn parts of you. You just can't give it away with the expectation that, oh, if I do X, Y, Z, they're going to love me. No, be who you are. Let the person like you, love you, treat you the way you want to be treated because of who you are. And then they deserve that treatment. They deserve the extra. They deserve to be treated better than you would treat somebody that didn't do the things that you like them to do or didn't treat you the way you want to be treated. When you manipulate and scheme, you're treating everybody the same way with hopes of getting what you want and need out of a situation, a relationship, a job. It even works the same way with careers. If you walk into a job for a career, and you know you, the underdog, may not get it, the promotion because you don't have the experience or whatever the case may be, and you overextend yourself and you just catering to everybody and you don't express the expectation with whoever has the authority to even put you in the running or for you to even be in the running. And you just hoping and praying that they just miraculously appreciate the work that you're doing. And then when you overlook, you feel less than, you feel like crap. But if you put it out there and say, hey, do I have this opportunity to even get this promotion? Or do I have the opportunity to get this position if I do X, Y, Z? And if they're honest, they're saying, well, no, because of X, Y, Z. And if it's yes, then okay, I have the opportunity to do it. So then you apply yourself because now you know you have the opportunity to do it. But when you don't do the expression and you just do stuff just trying to manipulate a situation, then that's where the disappointment comes in. That's where the depression sets in. That's where the internalizing the failure comes in and it beats on your self-esteem. And then you start overcompensating even more because now you're thinking, okay, now I got to do more than that. When you really just have to be yourself and let people like you, love you, appreciate you for who you are and what you do. And as they show you that they appreciate you for who you are, then you give more because now they earn more. They deserve more. And the more you make it at a levels thing, the more you'll get back at the same token, on the same level, at the same time. So you can't always just jump out there with hopes of getting something. You have to pace yourself and allow people to for things to happen at the same time and at the same level. And if you realize you're not getting what you want, then scale it back a little bit, or just always have communication and make sure that the lines of communication is open on what your expectation is. So a few things that you can do to ensure that you are aware of what your expectations are and whether you're in a controlling expectation phase. The first one is to live in the moment and not think about what happened in the past. Don't think about what could happen in the future. Just really think about what the situation is today. Because if you have a situation where somebody did something to you in the past, and they may be trying to change or they may be trying to do better, but your treatment towards them is based on how you feel about them from what they did in the past or how you think they're going to be, that's an action that's going to cause a reaction. And if one or the other slip up on the action or the reaction, it's not going to end well. And if you just take the time to say, I don't care what happened in the past. If this person is treating me the way I want to be treated today, then I'm going to respond to how that person is treating me today. Because that's an action that says, I don't care about the past. I care about today and where we at today. And you never know what that action is going to give a more positive reaction than treating them mean based on something they did in the past or treating them extra in hopes of getting them to do something in the future. If they're not treating you the way you want to be treated today, then match them where they are today. Don't try and manipulate the situation and go overboard. Match the energy with the energy. The second thing you could do is release your own entitlements, needs, or wants for the moment and actually put yourself in the other person's shoes and see where they're coming from and what is their needs in that moment. And then determine if you're able to meet that need. And if you're not able to meet that need, then communicate that. Just don't do an action that's going to make them feel bad. Communicate, I can't meet this expectation. I can't meet this need. And then that gives them the opportunity to say, you know what? I can't do this. I don't want this. So it works both ways. You can't be selfish in what you want and what your needs are and disregard what somebody else's needs and wants are. And it's just all about you. That's not going to work either. And the third thing is you have to accept people where they are and who they are. And sometimes it'll fit and sometimes it won't. You have to decide what's your deal breakers. If your deal breakers is you just can't live with it, then let it go. Don't string people along and drag it out with hopes that maybe one day they'll change and you're constantly complaining about it. That's a miserable life. Sometimes people need to separate a little bit to come back and say, yeah, you know what? I thought about it different. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to give up right away, but you have to understand when you're trying to fit a square into a circle. And when it's okay to put the circle in the square, one fits, one doesn't. Square will never fit into the circle, but you could fit the circle into a square. It's not going to be perfect, but it'll work. So that's the way you have to view it. It's not perfect, but it'll work. I could deal with it. In closing, I just want to say, take the time to think about your relationships and whether it's work, friends, family, and if there's tension there because then you don't feel that they're giving you what you need or giving you what you want, or someone is making you feel less than because no matter what you do, they just won't give you what you need, or you just have to realize and figure out, is this healthy? Did I express what I want? Did I express what I need? And they're still not giving it to me? Or am I being manipulative and scheming to get what I want in hopes that they understand and catch what I'm trying to say that I need? People are not mind readers. So you have to be direct, and being direct is scary because You may not get the answer that you want, and you may not get the outcome that you want. So you have to be willing to say, I could deal with it, even if I can't get this, or you have to say, this is not for me. So it's not going to be easy. And you're constantly going to have to evaluate and figure out where you are, what you want, what you're going to deal with, what you're not going to deal with. But that's why I always say this journey is not a journey, it's a lifestyle, because you're going to slip back to old ways some days, and some days you're going to be on point. But it's okay. Every day is a new day to get it right and be the person that you want to be. I hope you enjoyed the show. And I just want you to just think about that. And coming soon is going to be a Facebook group so that we could chat. And there's also going to be an Ask Tracy on my website. So hope to see you next week, or hear you, or talk to you. If you have any questions or want to chat with me directly, you could reach me at takemylife10@gmail.com. Thank you and have a good night.